Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to this wonderful episode on the silsila, The Ideal Muslim. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have another very important topic of discussion for today. But before we go into that, please do make good intentions. You know the famous hadith by now that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrum min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now that I'm watching, I'm listening to this silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. So grab your notebooks, grab your pens, and note down the important Madani pearls of advices so that you can always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. There are so many blessings, bounties, benefits for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood Pak, or Salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful narration that the person who recites durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just one time, just once, Allah azza wa jal blesses that person with 10 rewards, forgives 10 sins, and elevates that person's status by 10 times. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? Just the recitation of once durood e paak, so much of benefit. So why not use our precious moments, our precious time in making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, in sending salawat and durood pak in abundance to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that we can gain these benefits in this world, the grave and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, I'm sure that you are impatiently waiting to listen to the topic of discussion, and that is regarding honesty. You know the famous proverb, the famous saying in English, that honesty is the best policy. In fact, it is not just the best policy, it is the only policy. And especially for a Muslim, for a believer, for an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for you and I, honesty is the only policy. What does our glorious and beautiful Deen of Islam teach us about being honest? What are the warnings for that person who is dishonest and lies? May Allah forgive us. The glorious Quran, it mentions in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 119. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are truthful. Allahu Akbar. If it is so important to be in the company, in the suhbah of those who are truthful, the truthful ones, then what are the virtues and rewards and the importance for you to be truthful yourself? For me to be truthful. Because the glorious Quran is telling us and commanding us, in fact, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ And be in the company, be with those who are truthful ones. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. This truthfulness, this honesty, it starts with being truthful in your relationship to Allah Azza wa Jal, in our relation to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, if I fulfill my obligations, if I fulfill the commands and the orders that have been placed upon me as a Muslim by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then I am truthful to Allah Azza wa Jal. I am honest in my relation with Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, at the end of the day, we all shall return to Allah Azza wa Jal. When a person passes away, when a believer passes away, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that to Allah we belong, and to Him we shall return. There's no doubt in that. We must make our mindset. They say that if you change your mindset, you change everything. Don't just look at our current situation, that perhaps wherever you are out in there in the world, maybe you're going through difficulties, calamities, sicknesses, ailments, illnesses, financial, physical or spiritual problems. Keep one thing in mind, that no matter how big your problem is, it is temporary. Like our lives are temporary, so too our problems, our difficulties in this worldly life is temporary. When Malakul Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, finally appears to take out the soul that's within our bodies, then all the problems of this world, they dissolve, they disappear. And the real problems, the real difficulties start in the grave, which is the first stage of the hereafter. And if we didn't prepare for that, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the enthusiasm, the understanding of the importance for preparing for the grave and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So regarding honesty, firstly, we must be honest in our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is by fulfilling what orders and commands Allah Azza wa Jal has placed upon you and I, as Muslims, as believers as well. And then comes being truthful in our relationship, being honest in our relationship with our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, each believer, each Muslim out there, we claim that I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But remember that actions, they speak louder than our claims. By obeying Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will be true in our claims that we love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember the famous saying of our elders, that love, it forces the lover to follow the beloved. If my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did a certain thing in a certain way, and I'm not accustomed to that, I'm not used to that, I will mold my life, I will make my life in accordance to the preferences of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to guide us. The glorious Quran, which contains many scientific facts, many historical facts, is certainly not a book of science. It's not a history book. It is a book of hidayah, a book of guidance. So we have the guidelines there. And over and above that, we have the practical example of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of us, his ahadith, his sunan, and he practiced what the glorious Quran has taught practically. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So if we truly love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we truly want to be honest in our relationship with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this can only be achieved if أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ, that obey Allah and obey the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another beautiful ayah of the Quran, another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ, whoever has obeyed the Rasul, فَقَدْ, so indeed, so definitely, he has obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. There is no bypassing the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is Allah Azza wa Jal who sent his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guide us, to teach us, to assist us, and to show us that path which leads towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, in being honest regarding our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this lies in their obedience, in listening to their commands, their orders as well. And again, no matter where we are in our life, even if we are very far from the teachings of Islam, it's not too late. As long as you are listening to this message, as long as you have life, you are breathing, you still have a chance. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. The glorious Quran, it gives us this hope that never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Come back. Come back. Make tawbah sincerely. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal sincerely. And inshaAllah ta'ala, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will open the way for you as well. And Dawat Islami, which is an international non-political propagation movement of Quran and Sunnah, is making that possible in today's time, in this era, that the platforms have been created, the facilities have been created, Madani activities are introduced to help us in a simple manner, in an easy manner, to learn the beautiful deen of Islam. And there is constant encouragement and motivation to practice the glorious sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to make up our minds that I need to learn the teachings of Islam. Many of us, we went to madrasa a long time ago, many, many, many years ago. How much of that do I still retain? How much do I still remember? How much of that did I understand properly or correctly at that young, tender age? How much was taught at that time? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dawud Islami is creating or has created those kind of facilities where no matter what your age is, if you have that enthusiasm to learn the deen, the Madani activities and facilities are there for you to hold our hands so that we know we have a support on this journey towards the pleasure and obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you too, join this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami wherever you are in the world. Contact us via dawudislami.net. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, one who has not learned or does not want to learn the do's and the don'ts of Islamic teachings, Islamic law, and this person doesn't want to practice upon, you get some people that they say they don't have time to learn the Islam. We have to learn our Islam. But if we can make time for everything else, for entertainment purposes, for time, sometimes hours, on social media platforms, chatting away, unnecessary activities, and certainly we can take out some time from there to learn our deen and to be part and parcel of this learning and teaching and learning as well. And that person who doesn't put these efforts in is very far from truthfulness and the ability to become that ideal Muslim. See, learning and practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has immense rewards. The famous ayah of the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 21. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Translation from Ganzul Iman. Indeed, following the noble messenger of Allah is better for you. Certainly, Allah Azza wa Jal knows what is best for us. And right now we have the option that either we choose this lifestyle, or we choose to follow this person or that person, or we choose to follow the perfect lifestyle. Now the perfect lifestyle is the sunnah for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why would anybody choose what is imperfect over what is perfect? Perhaps that person has been deceived by the attractions of this world, deceived by the traps and the tricks and deceptions of shaitan. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us against the cunningness and the traps of shaitan. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you and I learn about the details of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, we can achieve this honesty in our own lives. We can achieve the honesty in our relationship to Allah Azza wa Jal, our relationship to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed life, it contains solutions for all our everyday problems and issues as well. And there's so wonderful lessons in that. If only we take out the time to learn about the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, have we actually made efforts in learning the glorious sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It's up to us a question to ask ourselves. More than this, honesty and truthfulness must be to our own families as well. Not forgetting ourselves. Be true to yourself. Be honest to yourself as a Muslim, as a believer. Be honest and true in your relationships with your family members, with your parents, with your children, with your spouses, with your neighbors as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, the ideal Muslim, we have covered some of those topics in previous episodes, like the rights of parents, the rights of spouses, the rights of children. You can obtain this from dawateislami.net. Go over that and inshallah ta'ala you will get that encouragement. And it's all about seeking knowledge and then practicing it with the correct intentions, which is to please Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps you out there are a parent or would be a parent, or in the future you would become a parent. We must be truthful to our children. This is so important, because children, especially when they are little, they emulate and they imitate their parents. We must not have this mindset that do as I say, don't do as I do. Because tomorrow, maybe in front of us, our kids will listen and perhaps they'll do it. But tomorrow when we are not there, when our eyes close or when we are gone to work, Allahu Akbar, do you really think they will do those things? They will feel that no, my mother, my father isn't around, so let me skip this salah, or let me skip madrasa. Why? Because at that time, we had, and we gave them this mentality that do as I say, not do as I do. Yes, if we are doing good, and we are saying good, then it's okay. Then you inform them, you make their minds in a positive manner, with wisdom, that do as I say and do as I do. Because kids, who else will they copy? They are mostly with the mother or the father. They will emulate, they will copy, they'll imitate their parents. So ask ourselves this other question. Am I a good role model for my kids? Are you a good role model? Am I truly following the teachings of Islam to the best of my ability? Am I truly following and in accordance with the lifestyle of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the purified household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Am I following in the footsteps of the Awliya Allah, the pious predecessors, the saints and the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal? If not, when? Then when? When our eyes close, it'll be too late, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Now is the time. Change the mindset and you change everything. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't just become good Muslim role models for your kids. Become good Muslim, practicing Muslim role models for your siblings as well, younger or older, for your neighbors, for fellow Muslims out there, for Muslims at the workplace as well. You know, many people are crying for children. Perhaps you know many of them. And they don't have. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant them pious and obedient offspring. And others have children, but they complain. My child does not listen. My child is disobedient or rebellious. We need to ask ourselves, perhaps we are doing something wrong. The scholars have mentioned that if we disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah Azza wa Jal will make our children disobey us. Am I obedient or disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal? A question to ask ourselves. Look at yourself in front of the mirror and ask yourself these questions. And if it's in the negative, make up your mind. I need to change my lifestyle, the way I think, the way I behave, what I say and how I say it, This must be in accordance with the teachings of Islam. And then inshallah ta'ala, honesty will filter through into our lives, and through us, that honesty and truthfulness will filter towards our children, our kids as well, and fellow Muslims. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding the tragic consequences of speaking lies, listen to these hadith and ponder. It is mentioned that speaking a lie is the greatest treachery, and lying is the opposite to iman. Destruction is for the one who speaks lies to make people laugh. Allahu Akbar. The comedians out there who cook up stories should think about this. When we just lie to our kids or to others just to make them laugh, what does the narration say? That destruction is for this person. May Allah protect us. Furthermore, whoever lies in order to make people laugh will fall into Jahannam, into the hellfire, at a distance more than the distance between the sky and the earth. Allahu Akbar. Another narration mentions a person's face turns dark because of lying, and saying a false thing is a major sin. Allahu Akbar. On the day of judgment, the liars, they will be included amongst the most hated people in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. How do I want to be included? Or with whom do I want to be included on the day of judgment? We all want Jannah, we all want paradise. We all want to be in the company of those who are pious, especially on the day of judgment. So why not be in their company today, now? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima' for Islamic brothers, for Islamic sisters, separately as well. This is a very good start for us, to be in good company. Yes, perhaps we are not good, but we are trying to create that good company where we learn, we listen to the glorious Quran, we listen to Na'at Sharif, the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we listen to the sunnah inspired bayan, the discourse, we engage in the dhikrullah, the dua, salatu salam as well. So why not take out some time and join the sunnah-inspired ijtima'at of Dawud-e-Islami? Inshallah ta'ala, you will see some positive changes in your life. Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned that whoever becomes habitual of speaking the truth, Allah Azza wa Jal makes him pious. Here is a way. Here is a way of becoming pious, of attaining piety. That honesty, that truthfulness, it must be in our nature. In fact, for a practicing Muslim, for a sincere practicing Muslim, honesty and truthfulness is part and parcel of his nature. And this is how it must become for us. We must make it part of our nature, and we must make it part of our habit as well. That no matter what, I will not speak lies. He further says that the person who always speaks the truth will develop the habit of carrying out good deeds. By the blessings of speaking the truth, this person will remain pious and righteous until he dies. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And this is the point here. See, iman, faith, this is the most prized possession of a believer. The most important asset and wealth of a Muslim, of a believer, is his iman. Faith, because iman, this is the only way. With iman, a person will enter into paradise. If a person leaves this dunya, leaves this world without iman, then there's no possibility of entering into paradise. That person will be doomed and damned in the fire eternally. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us, protect us as well. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that the person who makes it his habit to speak the truth, to be honest, will refrain from all evils. He will become truthful before Allah Azza wa Jal and will have a safe end. He will remain safe from all kinds of torments and punishments, and he will attain immense rewards, different kinds of thawab and rewards from Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the currency of the Akhirah. The currency of the hereafter is not the paper notes that we have in this world. The currency there is good deeds, is thawab, is rewards that we do in this world. You do a good deed with the correct intention. Remember, intention is everything. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The first part of the first hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, then all actions are according to the intentions. It is possible that a person can be doing a good action, but get punishment for it because of a bad intention. For example, if I gave sadaqah, I gave charity to a person, what was the intention? If the intention was to show off, or that I hope somebody is watching me and they will say, you're very generous. So this is an evil intention. Pride comes in there. Showing of riyaqari, ostentation comes in there. But for doing that good action, due to the evil intention, that person will be punished for that. Allah will protect us. We need to protect our good deeds. How? With sincere good intentions. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, further says that the people of the world will recognize the person who is honest and truthful as righteous, and he has reverence and honor in the hearts of the people. And finally, he says that truth is such a nur, such a light, which is a source of guidance for those who speak the truth. And the more divine proximity that person attains, the more nur, the more light that person will acquire. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Honesty is the only policy. This must be ingrained in us as Muslims, as believers, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It must be part of our nature as well. And remember, honesty promotes authenticity. Honesty, it shows that you care. And honesty, it attracts honesty. We want people to be honest with us. We need to be honest with others as well. We expect honesty from our kids, from our children, from our siblings, from our family members. What about us? We also need to be honest with them. Teach them honesty and truthfulness as well. Honesty also shows that you are well-mannered and you have a good discipline. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. That person who is dishonest, that person who is a liar, that person loses his respect, loses his image and trust as well. People don't trust this kind of a person, and the respect of this person is gone. Remember to be truthful to yourself, firstly. Be truthful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Be truthful to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we mentioned, we can only achieve that if we obey them. If we are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will have this honesty and truthfulness in our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be truthful to your family members. Be truthful to your kids, your spouse, your parents, your neighbors, your relatives, whether near or far, neighbors near or far, and fellow Muslims at large. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the understanding of knowing the importance of being truthful and honest as well. There are many people out there that don't ponder over these things, many Muslims in particular, regarding honesty. Some are dishonest to their own people, their own family members. Others are dishonest in the workplace, in their jobs. Perhaps exaggerating the quality of the goods, of the stock. Or perhaps giving wrong prices and hiding the defects of those goods. Honesty is so important. Just for a few extra in cash or in wealth, people, they sacrifice honesty. Let us become those ideal Muslims of how they were before, that they made sure in their transactions, in their business dealings, they were honest, no matter what it is. They refrained from lies, they refrained from deception, they refrained from exaggerations as well. May Allah Azza wa Jalla open our minds and grant us to live honest lives, truthful lives. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.